Ms. Gallman, good morning.
Good morning.
Very briefly, how does HOPE-6 work?
Well, the HOPE-6 revitalization grants come from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and they are used to help revitalize severely dilapidated public housing communities and surrounding neighborhoods into thriving mixed-income communities. One of the biggest benefits of the HOPE-6 revitalization grants is not only does it address affordable housing needs on the physical site, but we are able to also use dollars through that grant to leverage off-site units and develop additional mixed-income, self-sustaining apartment communities in other areas around that neighborhood and in different areas of Charlotte.
And what's going to happen now at Piedmont Courts?
Well, we're very excited this morning. The buildings are going to start to come down. At the end of December, we had relocated every resident from the community, and at this point, we're going to demolish the buildings and then begin to do our on-site revitalization. The first phase of the revitalization that will take place after the demolition is finished in about 6 to 8 months will be called the Crossings at Sickle Point, and it will be a mixed-income community similar to First Ward Place, Arbor Glen, the Park at Oaklawn, that has about 204-unit garden-style apartments serving families who earn 60% or less of the average median income of Charlotte.
Tell me more about the former residents of Piedmont Courts. You said they'd been relocated. Where are they?
Well, we have a very hands-on relocation program where a case manager meets with each person individually and assesses their needs. And the options available to them were to move into other Charlotte Housing Authority communities, or there were Section 8 voucher options made available to them. So after assessing their needs, where they might work, their medical needs, transit issues, the case manager would work with them to put together their top three options of where they would like to be relocated. Most residents end up choosing those vouchers, and that gives them an opportunity to rent a home or a rental apartment unit anywhere in the city. So at this point, it opens up many more doors to them than just a traditional community. So actually, the Piedmont Court former residents are throughout the city in different locations.
And based on the previous HOPE-6 projects in Charlotte, ultimately, do the former residents normally come back into the original neighborhood or not?
Well, the numbers aren't probably as high as we would like them to be, but they do have the first option to come back. And we also have to remember that because they have the first option to come back, they also have the right not to come back. But we do have some residents who come back. It takes a few years from when someone relocates to when they come back for them to have the option to come back. And some people are more comfortable once they've moved to stay where they're at. They don't prefer to change again. So there's different reasons why individuals might not return, but they are always given the first opportunity to return to the site.
A report from the Urban Institute a couple of years ago says there have been, across the country, some problems in terms of those relocations, and that some of the original residents of these developments, quote, may live in equally or even more precarious circumstances today. Has that been a problem in Charlotte?
Well, obviously the HOPE-6 revitalization grants are targeting the worst communities of substandard living that we do not feel that these are the standards the Housing Authority wants the individuals to live in. So, you know, for them to move, that is the worst place that they could be. So we don't feel that they're going into the same type of community because we're targeting the worst ones. They have the Section 8 vouchers open to them. They have an opportunity to rent a home or an apartment anywhere in the Charlotte community. It's more of an arrangement between them and the landlord. The Section 8 voucher comes through the authority, and that pays the rent.
How long will the redevelopment of Piedmont Courts take?
Well, the actual first phase will take approximately a year after the demolition is complete, which is slated to take 6 to 8 months. But the whole revitalization for the grant part of the development must be completed by September 2009.